Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
Global. My name is Jimmy Fallon, and someone's phone is ringing already. Oh, my God. Get out. Figure it out, folks. Put it on silent. Look at us. We're here at the iconic Hackney Empire Theater in East London. We are live around the world. Yes! Thank you all for tuning in. We're here for one reason. Since the 1960s, one band has blazed a trail like no other, selling over 250 million albums across six decades, leaving an indelible mark on the musical landscape. They have come to define the very essence of popular culture, the ultimate rock and roll band. Don't you agree? Yeah, exactly. I, like so many others, have followed this band throughout my entire life, buying their records, watching their live shows, doing anything I can do to even be the tiniest bit as cool as them. They are my absolute favorites, and they're here with us today. Please welcome Mick Jagger, Keith Richards, and Ronnie Wood, the Rolling Stones. Welcome, welcome. We are live around the world. This is global. This is very important. A lot of people are watching this.
Early in Los Angeles.
Yes, very early in Los Angeles. I have one question, though. What is this about? What is this for? Why are we here?
Well, we're here. I feel like I want to stand up. We're here.
Yeah.
But we're here to present our new single, which is called Angry, and the video of it, which you'll see later. And Angry is the first single from our new album called Hackney Diamonds, which is why we're in Hackney, and which comes out in October the 20th.
That's right.
So that's why we're here.
Hackney. New single, Angry. I will say right after this Q&A, we'll be showing you the video, world premiere of the video with someone really cool that you all know is in the video. And the album comes out October 20th. Hackney Diamonds. What does that mean? What does that mean to you, Keith? Anything? What is Hackney Diamonds?
It got called Hackney Diamonds because we were flinging ideas around for titles, and we went from hit and run, smash and grab, and somehow between that,
I like those.
We came up with Hackney Diamonds, which is like a variation of the both, and also it's a London band, you know, and yeah. We thought that was.
Does Hackney Diamonds, isn't it like a type of slang?
Yeah. It's like when you get your windscreen broken on Saturday night in Hackney, all around it. and all the bits go on the street.
Yeah, a shattered windscreen.
That's called
Hackney Diamonds. Smash and grab.
That's Hackney Diamonds.
That's Hackney Diamonds, right there. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Ronnie, how long did it take to make this album?
We did it pretty quick. Actually, there were lots of ideas floating about, and we gathered them all together just before Christmas last year and made a go of it, didn't we?
Yeah.
We cut them all
very
quickly.
But I mean, it's been 18 years since you made it.
We've been very lazy.
There was a blitz on.
That's not very quick at all.
We have done something when we've been on the road most of the time. But we were a bit too kind of like lazy, and then suddenly we said, "Well, we go. Let's put a deadline. Let's make a record and put a deadline." So Keith and I and Ronnie had this chat, and we said, "Okay, we'll make this record Christmas, and we're going to finish it by Valentine's Day."
So we made two albums.
So we went into the studio in December, and we cut 23 tracks, and very quickly, and finished them off in January, and mixed them in February. Yeah. Something like that.
You started in about right.
That's about right.
That's about right.
Yeah.
Did you go with Keith in Jamaica? I heard rumors of that. Where you started?
In Jamaica, we started. We wrote "Angry" actually, and Mick had it, the thing ready to go. But it's where we kind of put the track together, and along with many others. But it was the first one to stick out, and they said, "Boom."
Yeah, we started out, and we were Keith and I and.
Steve.
And Steve and Matt went to Jamaica we said, we're going to mess about in the studio. And we went there and we started kicking ideas around. Then we went to New York and Ronnie joined us. And then after that, we got a producer called Andy Watt, who kicked us up the arse.
Yeah,
and then we went to Los Angeles and cut the tracks like I told you.
It must feel different not having Charlie Watts in the studio with you playing. What was that like?
It's ever since Charlie's gone, it's different, of course. Yeah. You know, I mean, he's number four. He's missing, he's up there.
Yeah, I did see a lot of number fours around here.
Yeah, of course he's missed, incredibly. Yeah. But thanks to Charlie Watts also, we have Steve Jordan, who was Charlie's recommendation for if anything should happen to him, Steve Jordan's your man.
He picked Steve Jordan.
Just out of way, way, way back. But and also, you know, he's been a friend of ours. I've worked with Steve. So it was a kind of natural progression. You know, it would have been a lot harder without Charlie's blessing on that, you know. But at the same time, it's a hard team, you know.
Did you get to do any tracks with him on the album?
With Charlie?
Yeah.
Yeah, so there's 12 tracks on the album and 10... I think actually it's not true because it's not on one. But most of it with Steve, but two are tracks we recorded in 2019 with Charlie. And so we used two of the tracks that we recorded with Charlie before.
Live by the Sword and Mess It Up.
Yeah.
Those are the two tracks.
Yeah.
And also I heard a rumor of Bill.
And yes, Bill, and we asked Bill to come into the studio.
Bill was creeping.
Did he get it?
Live by the Sword.
And Bill came in and did one track. So we had the original Rolling Stones Rhythm Sections is on one track.
Wow. That's so fun.
But most of it's new. But this is from 2019.
Yeah. The first song is Angry. Is Angry a theme of the album? Is that...
Keith and I thought the theme of the album should be...
You're getting angry as I'm saying
every track. Should be as angry.
You're sitting on the edge of your seat. I don't want to see you get
disgust.
And anger and disgust.
That's the concept.
Yeah. So every song is angry.
Every song is angry.
Is every track name angry?
Not every track named angry could be. Stupid.
It's stupid. Yeah.
That's a stupid idea.
But also, no one's done it yet. So why not?
No, it's an original idea. But then we sort of we.
Nobody can be angry that long.
You got to meet my in-laws, yeah.
So then we had a second idea, which was not to make it about angry every track, but to make them a bit more eclectic and have a few love songs and ballads and country kind of things. So we got a mixture. So
I think the last time I saw the three of you, you played Hyde Park here in London. It was amazing. And Hyde Park, if you've never seen this show, it's beautiful. It's in the park and it starts around 7 o'clock. The sun is out and then the sun goes down and out. Everyone's out by 10 o'clock. It's very British rules. Everyone out. Everyone. Go. Everyone out. Never happened. Go. And so it was a great show. And I talked to you the next day. I talked to Mick and I said, what'd you think of the show? I thought it was great. How'd you like it? And you go, well, you know, we're not really a daytime band.
I thought that is so funny.
It was like Sympathy for the Devil at 8 o'clock. It...
You don't want to paint it black while you're
really,
eating
really.
A sandwich with your kids.
Not really.
Yeah, but do you think of yourself as a nighttime band, yeah?
It usually is.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. But this album can be played at any time of
any
day.
Any time of the day, any part of the world you want, any time of the day.
Hackney Diamonds, track 3 can be played at, you know.
Or track 4, you could play track 4.
Don't you dare! No, don't you dare!
You can play track 4.
Okay.
5 and 6.
Oh, 5 and 6 as well.
It's already tomorrow in Australia.
Tomorrow, they've already listened to the album. You're right. That's great. Keith, I always think of this story with you when you were on my show, and thank you for doing my show.
No problem.
We were backstage, and you were smoking, and you're not allowed to smoke in a studio. And these alarms went off, and a fire marshal I didn't even know we had a fire marshal. A fire marshal came down to the studio and said, "Mr. Richard, you know you shouldn't smoke." And you go, "I know it's bad for my health." Do you remember that?
Yeah, I remember that. And that was at the time. It was true. Yeah.
Do you still smoke?
No, man. Right after that, I gave it up.
There you go. You owe me. You owe me. This is the 24th studio album. 24th
yeah.
for you guys. Can you remember the press conference for the first?
Yeah, I remember the press conference. So Keith and I were in a pub in Denmark Street. And we had the album. And there were two journalists, one from the Enemy and one from the Melody Maker. We bought them a pint of beer. We said, "Here's our album.
That's it.
Have a listen." And then we went out. That was it.
Yeah, it's a press conference, yeah. A little different than what's happening.
Well, there's no photos, nothing.
Nothing, no.
It sold well.
Yeah, how were the reviews?
Actually, the reviews were mixed, but it sold well.
Yeah, that's good. When a singer wants to make a record, they want to make a record. You want to get the band while they're hot.
When the singer wants to make a record, you record him. Because you never know
the next time
you're going to get it. So when Nick said to me, "I've got something and I want to make a record," I put all the bullets underneath and said, "Boom, let's go."
Yeah. Because, well, that's good to know, isn't it? You know, that's all I've got to do.
I haven't told you that before.
No, you shouldn't have told me now. It's good to know. That's all I've got to do.
Yeah. And Ronnie, you're always playing. I just saw you recently playing with Van Morrison or something. Do you just jump up and play with bands that you love?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I keep my chops together between gigs. And you've got to keep your fingers moving when you get to our age.
Yeah.
Keep everything moving.
This is interesting.
Do you want to elaborate on that?
You'll realize what I mean.
You're going down. Ah, keep everything moving.
Shake it out.
Can I go through the track list here and just... Yeah.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
Right now, I think fans would like to know the track list. First song is Angry.
Yes.
Yes, does that bring any emotion to you?
Anger, that brings... Anger.
Bad question, sorry.
You've got a good riff.
Yeah, thank you.
I was thinking about the words. I was just thinking, it's a damn funky riff.
Yeah, it is a good riff. It's a good riff.
Thank you.
Get Close.
Yes.
Depending on You.
Yeah. That's when you always want to rely on someone and they let you down.
Yeah. That one's not about me, is it?
No, it's not.
Sorry,
you're here. You've come all the way from New York.
Yeah, that's right.
No, Mess It Up is about you.
Bite My Head Off.
Bite My Head Off. That's like when your girlfriend gets really mad with you and you say, will you please stop talking
don't bite.
At me, darling?
Yes.
It's a rude way of saying that.
Yeah, it is a rude way of saying it. Whole wide world.
Is that what it's about?
Yeah, it's what it's about. Yeah. Yeah, listen, King.
Funky riff. Whole wide world. Really funky.
Really? Dreamy Skies.
That's Dreamy Skies. Dreamy.
Go on, what's it about?
Well, it's Mick being stranded, I think, trying to get away from it all, right? He says, I want to get away from it all and listen to a bit of old Hank Williams and a bit of...
Yeah, but it never happens,
dumb honky-tonk.
It just never happens.
Well, it happened in lockdown.
Yeah,
that was enough.
That was enough for the... Yeah. mess it up.
That's like...
Your song.
That's my song. That's about me. Oh, yeah, thank you. Yeah. Live by the Sword...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's Charlie's on that.
Yeah, he's on that. That's very, it's kind of slightly retro.
Driving Me Too Hard. Is that
Keith to tell you what that's about.
I can show you what anything's about. Yeah. But, no, it's got a lovely riff. And it's
a melting pot
melody. And there it is.
There you go. Tell Me Straight.
Tell me, well, I can tell you straight that I have no idea what it's about.
Yeah, it's a good riff to it.
Keith sings that one, but he sings it.
He tried to steal it, so I said, it must be good, I'll do it.
Sweet Sound of Heaven, which I got to hear. It's unbelievable when you hear some of these songs.
Stevie
Wonder.
It's a really gospel song.
The guesting on this you'll get to, but it is insane.
Gospel. Kind of gospel.
And Rolling Stone Blues.
Is, but, I mean, you've never been to church in your life.
I did go to church. You're completely wrong.
What's
I
went it like?
It's a big building, normally, with arches and things
spike.
Like that.
Did it burn down as soon as you walked in? Oh, my God. Like,
good evening, everyone. Hello, I'm going to do the sermon today. All right, here we go. Who's getting the communion? Who's doing it?
Oh. All right.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
That's not how I speak.
I wasn't doing you. I was doing Ronnie.
Okay.
Keith, you said that in the past that the Holy Grail is making records. Do you guys still love being in the studio together? Was it fun?
Yeah, it is fun. It is where a band can come together. Playing live is the other Holy Grail, you know. But to record is where the guys can get together and... pass around ideas without any interference. And, and when it works, it's great. And, there's some unholy grails too, believe me.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a great place for a band, you know, to work it all out.
And do you think about the fans when you make the songs, about how they would react to it?
I don't know. Do we think about
what other people would
think about it? I know. We just cross our fingers and hope.
When you go in and you got to like get please yourselves. You know what I mean? You don't think about pleasing. You just go. It's playing for yourselves first. You don't think about.
Yeah.
Later on, you might think, oh, people might like this, or maybe they won't like this.
Yeah. And also, it's like because after so long, you say, well, usually if we like it. You know,
the crowd will like it.
It travels with
like if you do a live show and you see someone lip syncing the song,
it could be wrong, you know.
And Lady Gaga sings really sweet on Sweet Sound of Heaven.
I mean, he's giving out some gems right here. Yeah. So Lady Gaga, is unbelievable, by the way. Yeah. She is gorgeous.
Stevie.
Speaking of fans, we have some questions from fans from around the world. Lou asks, do you have an all-time favorite Stones track? This is for Lou.
Lou?
Lou?
No, Lou, they're not here. We actually had them
Lou
not.
Lou has asked the most impossible question.
I don't have an all-time favorite Stones track at all.
No, Lou has asked the most impossible question.
No, the answer is no, Lou, I don't.
In the world. Yeah.
Lou, you idiot! Why would that be the first question you asked? You fool!
But I will throw Lou a Gimme Shelter or a Jumpin' Jack Flash just for me personally to play. And
there
I'll be them all night, you know.
Yeah, I like that. Off the Hook.
What's that one? I never heard of that one.
Sitting in my bedroom late last night.
Very early joke.
Got into bed and turned out the lights. I tried to call my baby on the telephone. All I got was a baby
It's off the hook.
It's off the hook.
It's off the hook.
Thank you. My one-man show starts. No.
I'll sit right back. I'll be good.
Sit him back down.
Maria from Argentina says, did you ever see a fan in the audience and think, I could marry that person?
I did see people getting married in the audience.
Yes, and I did.
I never saw anyone I wanted to marry, but I saw people getting married.
Ronnie actually married someone.
Yeah.
You did.
In my dreams, baby.
Oh, my God. That's ridiculous. Like, come on. But you never thought, like, maybe I'm
yeah, I could marry them all, man.
Polygamy lives.
Yeah.
I'm a Mormon.
Oliver in France says, Ronnie, I saw you played with Van Morrison the other night. How come you play with other bands? Well, I kind of just said it.
Yeah.
Well, he plays skiffle. He's got a new skiffle album, which is brilliant, and that's where I came in the door, you know.
Yeah. Skiffle album.
So it's easy.
Right. This is from Jerry in South Wales. This is a great question. He said, who's the best at throwing darts?
We're all terrible.
Do you play darts?
I'm tested.
Do you play darts?
There is a dartboard in the Ship pub round the backstage.
There is one,
outside the backstage, there's a pub called the Ship.
Yeah, down Wardour Street.
We had a pint
There is a dartboard, so afterwards we should see.
We could let you know the results later.
We'll let you know the result of that.
Still there at 3 o'clock in the morning trying to hit the ball.
Brando in California says, Keith and Mick, you've been together longer than me and my wife. What's the secret to a happy marriage?
Why don't they tell us?
Not speaking too often.
Yeah.
How to say shut up politely.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Hackney Diamonds, this is it. This is you've done something that no one's done.
But wait 18 years to do an album.
Yeah, no, but I mean, seriously, there is no band like you ever. And there's no one to compare you.
That's the point.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, what you're doing is the Wild Wild West. I mean, who knew that you're going to... A band could come out and do a brand new, fresh album. You know, what decade is this? The 2020s?
I mean... I don't know.
You're in the 60s.
I don't know. But I must tell you something. Don't want to be big-headed, but we wouldn't have put this album out if we hadn't really liked it.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, we didn't want to make just any record and put it out. So we wanted to make a record. Before we went in, we all said, we've got to make a record that we really love ourselves. I mean, other people may like it, other people may not. But we must say that we are quite pleased with it. I'm not saying we're big-headed about it, but we're pleased with it. So
I'll drink to that.
And we hope you all like it.
Yeah. We're going to clear the stage. We're going to show the video and the video premiere right now of their brand new album, Hackney Diamonds. It is out October 20th. Ladies and gentlemen, the Rolling Stones.
Thank you.
Mick. And the album is fantastic. Are you guys ready to see the world premiere of Angry? Yeah. Every video that the Rolling Stones make, there's always like the hottest Hollywood actor or actress in the video, and that remains again. They did it again. In this video, they have the great Sydney Sweeney in the video. Sydney is with us tonight.
Sydney, it's so great to see you.
It's good to see you.
What goes through your brain when you get asked to do a Rolling Stones video?
Oh, gosh. I mean, I freaked out, called my family, and brought my mom.
Don't know. Hey, hi, Mom. Hey, nice to meet you. You got to be very proud of your daughter. And you, have you done a video before? Or?
I have.
You have, yeah, but nothing like
this. Nothing like this.
No, no, no. And Mom, are you a Stones fan?
Of course.
Yeah, of course. Do you have a favorite era?
Oh, it's from Lifetime of Music.
Lifetime of Music. Do you ever think your daughter will be in the video? It's, yeah. Because you've done White Lotus, you've done Euphoria, you've bigger, I think this is like the biggest thing.
This is the biggest thing ever.
Ever. That ever. You could ever do, yeah. And did you hear the song and did you know it was going to be the first single?
I didn't know it was going to be the first single, but I loved the song when I heard it.
Yeah.
It's been stuck in my head.
It's stuck in your head.
Yeah.
It's really, really good. It's fantastic. I want to show everybody, we're going to be playing this in a few minutes. So get ready for this. This is the premiere of Angry from the Rolling Stones and Sydney Sweeney. Enjoy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.